Welcome in to the Sports Talk Show here on KJEF Radio. I'm your host, Matt Greenwood, with you until 5 o'clock this evening. Joining us to begin the Sports Talk program is Sekhmon Wrestling head coach Ryan Moyer in his third year. And Coach Moyer sending 9 wrestlers to the state tournament this past weekend, getting 1 champion, 1 second place finisher, a couple of third place finishers as well, and even a fourth place guy. So overall, pretty good results for the individual wrestlers at Sekhmon High School. Coach, you look at the results and how your wrestlers did overall. You're pretty satisfied with the weekend?
Oh, yeah. It was amazing this weekend. You know, I couldn't have wrote this weekend any better. The kids wrestled, performed great. We met all expectations of me, and these kids, they really came out and probably wrestled one of the best tournaments they have all year.
All right, we're going to start off with Kyle Rainey because he was a state champion for the second year in a row and a junior. And he wrestled in a different weight class last year, the 113-pound weight class. He goes up 7 pounds to 120 and still wins a championship. You got to kind of, like I just did there, you got to marvel at that. You got to pause and marvel at that, right?
I mean, yeah, you know, Kai, he's an unbelievable athlete. If you were there at the state finals match, it was hands down the best match of the night. His scrambling ability and his tenaciousness and how he just never quits attitude is unbelievable. You know, being down in that match and coming all the way back and ended up winning 8-7 is unbelievable.
Who was he going up against?
He was wrestling Vinny Zurban. He's a freshman from CBC, also another amazing athlete. Kid's got a lot of great things and is going to do really well in this sport.
And for Kyle Rainey, you know, in a wrestling program, baseball program, basketball, whatever sport it is, usually players turn to the seniors for that leadership, for the ability to handle stressful situations in a better manner by turning to their senior leaders. But for Kyle Rainey, he's setting a great example as a junior by winning these championships. So has he kind of stepped into a leadership role at the same time that he's just going onto the mat and kicking butt?
You know, yeah, I think, I don't even think it was just his junior year. I would say, you know, his freshman year, he took third, suffered a loss actually to the kid we redeemed the following year in the finals match that we beat by a major decision. So it just kind of how he carries himself and what all he does in the summer too, all the kids on the team look at those things. We started to get a lot more kids to do summer wrestling and really focus on getting better, not just during season, but also off the mats and in the off season.
I mean, when you think about Kyle Rainey and what he's been able to do through his first few years at the high school level, would you say he is maybe one of the best representatives of what Sekhmon Wrestling needs to be about and what you want it to be about?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can give you a story just from yesterday. It's not just his wrestling. It's outside of wrestling. We had to go work a Little League tournament yesterday at Fox High School for our Little League Jag Warrior program. And a young kid from Lift for Life, which is a program for the inner city kids, he was wrestling, didn't have any shoes, and he asked him what size shoes he wore and had the same size feet as him. So he took his shoes off and let that kid wear his shoes and wrestle in them that day. I mean, that's the type of kid he is. He's a great kid, great-hearted. And it's not just on the mat. Off the mat, he's a wonderful human being.
Wow, that's a heartwarming story for sure right there. I noticed on social media, someone was making maybe not necessarily a fuss, but was noticing a certain way that O'Reilly celebrated his championship. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, with the ending, with the, some are calling it a stunner or the RKO. I mean, the thing is this, this is something you worked for your entire year. You train from the day state gets done the year before all the way till that moment. And let's be honest, you're going to try and once you achieve a goal that you've been dreaming about and trying to achieve all year, you're excited. And, you know, so yeah, you get a little glory minute for, you know, 20 seconds.
Right. Yeah. Certainly well deserved for O'Reilly. In the 126-pound weight class, Cameron Fusco, a senior last year, he's moving on to go wrestle at Mizzou. And you and I were talking off air before this interview that he's going to school with the kid that he has lost to in each of the championships since his freshman year. So second place, I know your heart probably aches for him there, but at the same time, second place out of all the wrestlers that qualify for the state tournament, that's also something pretty special for Fusco.
Yeah, you know, in his bracket this year, there was three kids that were ranked top 25 in the country in his bracket, and he had to wrestle both of them. That's Weston de Blasi out of Park Hill. He beat him 5-2 in the semis and wrestled a great match. And, you know, Malik's ranked number 8 in the nation. He's been on a world team for the past 2 years. The kid's a tremendous athlete. And, you know, with Cam, it hurts. Yeah, he didn't win. He can go down in history as probably the best kid in Sacramento to never win a state title. The kid had a phenomenal 4 years, lost to very few kids. And, you know, out of his losses, I think there's less than 20. 8 of them are to Malik. And that's all districts and state finals.
Wow.
So there's going to be great things to come with him, and you guys will be seeing some good things in college. So,
when it came to his ultimate decision to go to Mizzou, was that something that you pushed him toward? Was Mizzou the one that reached out to him? How did that whole process work, if you recall?
You know, when it comes to colleges and the kids to choose their college their senior year, I help them out as much as possible, but I'm never one to tell them to go here or not. I want them to make that choice. I voice my opinion on things, but for the most part, it was his choice. He went there. He had a great time when he was there on his recruiting trip. He enjoyed the coaching staff. He enjoyed the kids that were on the team. And ultimately, that's what made him choose the decision to stay in your home and go to Mizzou. I mean, they're ranked number 3 in the country right now, and it's a great program to be involved in. Why not go try and join a program that's been top 10 in the nation the last, I think, 6-7 years? So it's good for him.
Yeah, I was going to say, again, you and I talking off air, I've noticed that, you know, the wrestling national championships, the whole tournament, as you had alluded to, being broadcast on ESPN, kind of really shining a light on the sport and just how tough and physical a sport it is and how challenging it is for guys to win a championship. And going to Mizzou, being part of the SEC, as you mentioned, a program that's been in the top 10 for a little bit now, that represents Sacramento very well as well, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. You know, we got quite a few athletes right now that are out wrestling in the D1s and D2s and NAIAs from the Sacramento program. these kids continue to be successful, and it means a lot to the program. It's pretty cool because when Christmas time comes around, they always come in, and I've always been a type of kid to talk about giving back to the program, and these kids are always willing to give back and try and help the future and the lives of the kids that are in high school right now.
So we've got Kyle O'Reilly, a state champion for you, Cameron Fusco, runner-up this year. Let's move on to some third-place guys that had to, you know, go to a consolation bracket and wrestle some tough competition still and keep their focus after, you know, a loss, which to me is a challenging part of sports, is when you take a loss to be able to move on to the next thing and not focus on that and to be able to move on and get the wins. And Rockledge and Akers did well enough to get themselves into that third place match, and they both took third place. Skyler Akers 106 and Jack Rockledge 113. Now Rockledge is graduating, so we'll address him first real quickly. Your thoughts on Rockledge and his career at Sacramento?
Jack Rockledge came in and he weighed about 85 pounds as a freshman, and they continue to grow and continue to get bigger and stronger. As a sophomore, he wasn't able to start because we had Kyle O'Reilly in the lineup at 106. And the following year, his junior year, he finally got a chance to shine. And when he did, he took full advantage of it and went through, beat a couple kids this freshman year. He beat a couple kids his junior year at the state tournament that we had lost to previously. And he decided, he came in to the third place match, ended up taking fourth last year. This year, our draw, we had a kid that we wrestled earlier in the year, won nothing and beat him. in the quarters at the Brewer from Staley. We knew it was going to be a tough match. That kid's the one that beat us for third and fourth last year, and he just kind of got the best of us that day. But, you know, we teach these kids to keep their head on and, you know, you got to continue to work hard and push that to the side and go get the next goal, which would be take third. And he did. He came back. None of his matches after that were close. I believe all of them were majors or pens, bonus point matches. And then in the third place match, we had one of the Carson twins from Lafayette that this year we were 0-4 against going into that match. And every single time we wrestled, we kept closing the gap, closing the gap, closing the gap. And you just had that feeling, and you knew in his heart that he wanted to win that thing real bad. And we ended up beating him in overtime. And just that right there is a cool experience to overcome losing four times and beat someone we hadn't beat all year and to take third. And that was a big factor in us being able to take fourth as a team with him coming through. Jack's a huge leader. Always been one of those guys that you can count on in duels. Always been a leader in the room, works hard, trains hard. And he's going to be missed next year. Tremendously, and whoever fills his shoes next year has got some big shoes to fill.
When speaking of mental toughness and the ability to bounce back, Skylar Akers and Jack Rockledge, again, being able to do that, take third, Jeremy Ashlock, a junior for you, finishing fourth place in the state tournament. When it comes to that mental toughness that I think you need in just about every single sport, are you surprised that it comes... That confidence and that bounce back ability comes at such a young age? I mean, Akers a sophomore, so we're talking what, 15 years old, if maybe 16 as a junior, 16 or 17. You as a coach, as a young guy, still yourself, are you surprised by their ability to bounce back so well?
You know, no, and the reason why that is because we go out and wrestle the toughest competition out there, and we constantly keep telling these kids how good they are and filling them up with positive vibes. And even though we lose, we constantly keep pushing them and driving them to achieve better things. And, you know, the biggest key in any of this is getting a kid to believe in their coach and knowing that the coach believes in them. And they know that we would do anything for those kids. And when we constantly keep pushing them and telling them that we believe and we know they can, they honestly, truly believe it. And it's the environment that we build within our team. It's the animosity. It's everything that we put together. This team, the vibes that they get with each other. This is the craziest team I've ever been on. They go into tournaments listening to music while everyone else is trying to concentrate. We're just relaxed, being goofy. But that's the type of team they are. They're fun. And I think that's part of what also helped us bring these kids to third and fourth and have such a successful background wrestling match round at 10 o'clock in the morning the next day, like you said, after everyone loses. So,
well, you get Arena champion in the 120. You get Fusco second place, 126. Skylar Akers takes third in 106. Jack Rockledge takes third in 113. Jeremy Ashlock fourth as a junior in 170. Before I let you go, Coach Moyer, I just want to ask you one more question. What was the team celebration like, the bus ride back from Columbia to Sekman? What was that like, and what are some experiences from this year that you kind of reflect on?
You know, here's things. It's like this. I brought the whole team that went to districts down for us to go receive our trophy. And while we're down there, it's the same thing. The kids are all in a circle, doing their own thing, loud, getting hyped. You know, they're having fun, and that's what it's about. The team, they're brother. It's a brotherhood, and they all love each other. And you know, the team ride home, all they did is they had a good time, they cheered, and it's like I said earlier. This team's one of the craziest teams I've ever been on, but one of the funniest teams I've ever been on. And I wouldn't change it for anything. And I know when we go to places, teams look at us and they're like, who are these guys? But that's them being relaxed, having fun. Who cares? As long as we're having fun going out and doing what we do and bring home golds and bring home trophies, we're going to continue to do it.
All right. Sounds good, Coach. Congratulations on getting a champion again in O'Reaney and second place finisher in Fusco, third for Acres and Rockledge and fourth for Ashlock. And you've got a great class coming back again, looking like you might win some more championships. So certainly wish you the best all season. Congratulations once more, and thank you for being with us today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That is Ryan Moyer, head coach of the Sekman Jaguars, placing fourth as a team at the state tournament this past weekend, but getting some individual champions in Kai O'Reaney and Cameron Fusco. Once again, congratulations to the Sekman Jaguars. And we'll return with more sports talk coming up next on AM 1400 KJEFF.